This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio. Brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Hey, out there in iCulture land. What's up, Earth D?
What's up, Mom?
Yeah, what's up, Ricky Rick?
Man, what's going on, Mama Glow? We missed you last week.
Your new name, Ricky Rose.
Oh man, come on, I think that's already taken.
Yeah,
you can't have that.
I'm pretty sure somebody has that right now. I'm not trying to get sued,
Rose,
Mama.
Different because we were rocking out education.
Woo!
That's, cool
that's right.
Okay. Rocking out in the house.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah. We got some guests with us today, and we're gonna have a great time and letting all the listeners know about rocking out education.
So let's get to that scripture first.
Please, please.
About education when you want to rock out. Mm-hmm. And Rick, I'm still working on your name. But let's start with Proverbs 18 and 16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. But now, before you can get to be a man, mm-hmm. you had to start somewhere.
Right.
So we're going to rock that with Proverbs 22 and 6. You got to train up that child in the way he should go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that when he gets old enough to be that man with the gift, he won't depart from it.
Right.
And then prosperity is shooting him straight in the eye. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shoot you in the eye, Mama.
Yes.
Okay, rocking out.
I don't know, Mom. You've been away from us too long. You're sounding violent. And the kingdom suffereth violence.
Okay, I'm receiving that because we rocking out, which means, you know, that's like a, you know, like a stand in the gym, you know, that woo, punch them up.
Amen.
And then, you know, we're going to train up that child so that they can get that gift when they become old. But Rick, let's do what we do best. We're getting ready to go right into the music.
Yeah, y'all stay tuned.
Ricky Rick.
What's up?
We ready to do the doggone thing?
Man, I guess so, man. Right, let's get it in, man. Y'all get ready to listen to some great music. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is. It's your homeboy, DJ Somatic. But right now, it's not about me right now. It's about this new radio show we call iCulture Radio. And you're listening to it right now alongside my homegirl, Ursula. The radio show that's impacting, that's influencing, that's igniting and inspiring the culture. Let's go.
Y'all want this party started, right? Y'all want this party started quickly, right? If you rock, then lean to the right now. If you rock, then lean to the left now. Go ahead and do your two-step now. Show off if you know you the best now. If you rock, just lean to the right. If you rock, just lean to the left. Go ahead and do your dance now. Show off if you know you the best. Yeah, you rock on the rise like stock. Never drop what you got so hot. Call the shots, you ahead of the pack. You esteem yourself, push your negative back. Cause you don't have time for the haterade. Leave that on the bench with the Gatorade. See, you got that flavor like Powerade. Beauty better than Mac, it'll never fade. You so different, you rep the magnificence. He's flawless, you flawless. Light in the dark, Miss Ty came to spark. Need CPR, do you know who you are? Gorgeous, elegant, intelligent. Eloquent, mind so sharp, never say you irrelevant. Going to the top, he up so evident. A gift to the world, you can say you was heaven sent.
Yeah, Queens, Brooklyn, SAMG. Sound my music.
Bless the King of Glory, Lord God strong. strong and mighty, majestic and holy. He deserves to be worshipped so highly. He humbled himself as a servant to serve his servants, and he purposed to transition his servants to being sons and born in his kingdom to come. Oh, how excellent is he who was willing to die and set me free and cleanse me from sin and iniquity. Through his justice and liberty, his grace and his mercy is just a mystery to me. I'm so undeserving, unworthy of even breathing his air, yet he gave me a robe of righteousness and made me his heir. So I will forever declare and proclaim his name boldly. His reign is supreme and holy, and all heavenly glory.
Trinidad, me born in Trinidad, me come from. Me want to show you how to praise in the land. Everybody get something in your hand. And then we lift up the Almighty One. Me doing this so you could understand how we praise in the Caribbean. So get out of your seats, stop making sweet. Everybody jump to the beat now. If you know he's amazing, just come on and praise him. Somebody say,
what's up? It's your girl, Erica Kumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
Hey, all right.
And we're back.
Well, I was waiting on the dun, 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 dun.
That's okay. Sheldon, yeah, you know. Sheldon doing his own thing.
Yeah, you know, she can't see the finger. You know, when the finger points, she can't see it.
With Sherwin Garton, I'm in here just whoop to doom.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, whoa. And they all hail the king.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be real serious about that. In the beginning, I thought I was in a horror movie.
You know how them hip-hop artists are. They're just crazy.
Went to that chorus. Like, I was like, my eyebrow went up. And then he brought it on back. Mm-hmm. So all I'm saying is, you see, okay, Chris by Richard. You
Dolphin.
Hit me. You had me right there, but I'm good.
Uh-huh.
I'm back. And that rock by Miss Ty Scott.
That's our newest one.
That was tight.
Yeah, awesome,
we are definitely
awesome.
A fan of Miss Ty Scott here at iCulture Radio.
Right.
I like the way with iCulture, how we are that urban culture where you can get an all hail to the king, totally coming from like a movie set movie thing, and then bring it right back in the pocket. That was tight.
Amen.
Yeah, that was tight right there. I take my hat off to them. Ersteen.
Yes, ma'am.
You know you be letting them come on through. Okay?
I got to. That's why God gave them the gifts that they got. To what? Make room. Hello.
Back to the scripture. Where to bring it on back? Bring it on back in a second.
Rick.
Yep.
Rick, all I'm saying is, it had me for 1 minute. It normally don't catch me like that.
Yeah.
But I'm good, okay?
Yeah, man.
And Shelton, please put the dun to the dun. Stop.
That's not cute. That's how she know to come in. Okay. We got you.
Don't be doing it. Don't be leaving out the dun to the dun.
Okay. Hey, Mama Glow, just be with us next time. You can see the finger when it points.
Yeah, you know, he pointing at us, so it's like.
Oh, he done did the point and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know
see,
how you do.
I ain't gonna get mad, because I'm going to just tell y'all this right quick. When I called in, he was Enrico Suave.
That showed his voice, though.
Suave. That's how he do it. You know it.
Love 860. How can I help you?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, we're just so excited. But I think Rick got a couple of things for us before we get into our guests.
I just want to remind our listeners, man, you all can talk to us. You know, shout us out. Call us. You can call us at 404-355-8699. You can also hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/iCultureRadio or Twitter at iCultureRadio. You know, shout us out. Let us know you got questions, anything, man. We're trying to get back to you and talk. So as we get into our guests tonight and we talk about our topic, we want to make sure that you're involved. So, RSD, man, let them know who we're talking to tonight.
Right. Well, tonight we got Kaya Dean with us, Roxanne James on the phone, Yakima Douglas, and Atia Wilson. I hope I said your name right, Atia. Is that correct?
You got it.
All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to kind of bat it around because we got a lot of guests to get to tonight. And Yakima, Roxanne, y'all are in the studio. Tell us what we're here tonight to talk about.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Roxanne, and tonight we're here to share information about Rockin' Out Education. It's a fabulous, fabulous platform that we've created for high school seniors and juniors to compete for scholarship funding. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about a good bit of funding that we're trying to make sure these students leave for college with so that they can further their education in the arts.
Awesome.
Specifically, music, vocal, and instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely trying to do our thing with Rockin' Out Education and celebrate graduation for those students.
Right. Awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And so this vision, Rockin' Out Education, who was the primary lead on that? Was that you?
Well, actually, it was Miss Roxanne.
Okay.
She had a great, wonderful vision, and she was so graciously reached out to one of our partners, which is Latifa Mosley, which she actually is representing EMS Studios. It's actually one of our major sponsors in this project, and they're actually located in the Conyers area, and they're actually one of the largest film production companies here in the Southeast.
Yeah.
So that we are so elated to have them to be supporting us and believing in our vision. And then in conjunction with myself, Kaya Dean, which actually Roxanne, I, and Latifa came together and we created this wonderful platform.
Right.
And in the midst of it, we saw that there was a great need to incorporate non-for-profits in this. So we have two great, wonderful non-for-profits.
Yay.
Yes, and Miss Ursula, we totally appreciate your assistance in that area.
I am definitely excited to be to the table. It was a godsend to be able to discover you all and get involved. So, you know, Urban Gospel Alliance Community Improvement Corporation is on board with Rocking Out Education because, of course, our mission with UGAI KIC is to be able to redefine what I call ghetto fabulous. We're really trying to turn that thing around and get our kids some stuff that they really, really need. And then, of course, with us is Yakima.
Yes.
Yakima, tell us about your platform, dear.
Well, it's funny that you said to turn us around from ghetto fabulous. That's one of my major issues and concerns with our community too. So, my nonprofit is called ECA4. That stands for Every Child Accounted For. So, Every Child Accounted For is a nonprofit organization structured to aid in the fight of child obesity, which is an ongoing epidemic in our community that's plaguing our kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Cool. And then also,
I think it's off the chain because, of course, we know that over the years in our educational systems, the music departments have kind of like totally, evaporated, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are still there, they're not up to the caliber that I know I came through with, where they really wanted you to succeed and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So to do that and make sure that the musical aspect of it, which is really creative, blesses them and inspires them to want to stay in school is just phenomenal. What are your age limits?
What are the ages that we're targeting?
Well, right now we're looking at high school juniors and seniors. We're hoping that age bracket falls in between 16 to 18 or 19. You may have some students that may have been skipped, so 15. But as long as you're a high school junior or a senior, then you're eligible to apply for, to compete for that scholarship funding. It's a healthy competition. You know, it's a safe platform. It's an outlet for the students to be able to express themselves and to get an opportunity to enter into the music industry without that threat, that we all know that's out there for them.
Right.
Because people always think of music as, oh, they're just going to do hip-hop or they're just going to blah, blah, blah. But they could have long-standing careers in orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney pays their musicians phenomenally well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, movies, soundtracks, like you said, you're with the company in Conyers. There's so many other aspects of that than just, the Beyonce or you're looking at the, that type of genre.
Right.
There's so much more where they're able to do anything in the realm of music. And for the most part, I'm just going to say it. I ain't prejudiced or nothing like that. But the majority of musicians that are making that kind of money are Caucasians, that are in Walt Disney productions or, those type of theme park things. They're not, there's it's not overrun with African Americans.
Well, Mama Glow, that's a great point that you bring, and that's one of our highlights in our program, that when the youth are involved in our transitioning through our program, one of our highlights is that we are striving and our commitment is to educate them on the career paths within the entertainment industry, outside of being on the platform of the stage, letting them know the integral part that it takes in order to get the person on the stage and all the wonderful people behind the scenes.
Right, yeah. Well, before we cut to break, I want to make sure we get to speak to Miss Atia. Miss Atia, are you there?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. I just wanted you to get a moment to be able to tell us a little bit about, I know you and Yakima do something along the same lines, but tell us about what you do.
Well, I'm actually working with GXYFL, which is Georgia Extreme Football League. We service about 800 students throughout Metro Atlanta. This is going into actually our sixth season, so we are very excited.
Yay! Yay. Cool.
Yay!
Awesome.
Yay!
And thank you guys for all your great support with our fundraiser.
Oh yeah, and we're going to talk about that on the other side of our commercials. But right now.
Oh yeah, we got it. You know, we got to pay some bills. So give us a minute, man. We'll be right back.
We'll be
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources, and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Right, Shelton, get it right.
I was say that better. You was prepared that time, huh?
All right, Shelton. Good. I got you. I don't know what I'm gonna do for you, but I got boo.
You need a
All
cake
right,
or something.
Let's get back to the rocking phase.
We are just so excited and elated to be talking to these ladies. We're going to be talking about a fundraiser they have. They're hosting this coming Thursday, and we're going to give y'all more information about that in a little bit.
Right. We'll get to that in a second, but first we want to remind you all to again reach out to us, facebook.com iCultureRadio, on Twitter at iCultureRadio, or the website at iCultureRadio.com. If y'all have any questions, y'all are curious about this Rocking Out Education, such a great program that we're talking about tonight, and you all have input or, you know, questions about it, be sure to hit us up. You know, we want to talk to you. And again, you can call us at 404-355-8699. And so we'll get back. Stay tuned. We'll get back to the conversation in a sec. But first, let's listen to some more music.
I struggle in giving up the seen for the unseen. Who is the just? Habakkuk. And why do they live by faith? Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. I asked you to increase my faith. Is this it? I asked you to help me trust you more. Is this it? I rested in the illusion of stability. I leaned upon my spider's web for comfort, but it gave way because of its frailty. God has taken control of what I thought I had and tossed it to the wind. I'm frustrated of the right now and what's going on.
Your man Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
Wow. Rick and Ersty and Rocking Out.
Yeah,
I love iCulture.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite drops, y'all.
Two-step on the end. That was with the platforms, to It Is Well, which is instrumental jazz, to I Have, which is nothing but poetry, and we still praising God.
Yeah, man, that's what's so great about iCulture Radio, man.
Oh,
like, you
man,
hear so many genres.
Again.
I don't care what you're doing, man. You inspiring.
All over the place.
Well, you know.
As it relates to being able to really, really do a good job with representing our culture.
Exactly.
And still praising God.
Okay? There you go. Poetry. I mean, because the culture is diverse, even though we're talking about urban culture. It still has a lot of, you know, it has a lot of texture and a lot of different, you know, people like different flavors, you know. You can't always, you know, rock out on hip hop all the time. You do need a little jazz and a little spoken word here and there, you know. The R&B feel is always good, you know.
Yeah, too crunk in
okay,
all situations.
So everybody that agrees that iCulture be rocking out on all different, give us an amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
And don't y'all love how we're using that rocking out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're throwing that in
it's
that catchy. Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, that's a perfect segue, man.
Yeah, it
goes right back into our conversation. We want to talk up the fundraiser.
Yeah.
So if you all, Roxanne, I don't know if you want to kind of give us an idea of this fundraiser that's coming up and what's it about.
Oh, yeah. This fundraiser is a no-brainer, guys. It is just redirecting your money this month to getting, you know, frozen foods at low, low prices. Woo. And I'm talking about quality food.
Quality.
Talk about delicious. The meats are just, they are just that, high quality. You know, we've got everything from the chicken breast, the garlic chicken breast, that is, the pollock fish. We've got the jumbo steamed wings. Ooh-wee. We've got the, my mouth is watering. We got the beef burger patties, 100%. And we've got two selections of olive oil. You know, and this olive oil, I specifically saw it in another store. I won't mention any names. And it was actually a higher price than ours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
extra virgin olive oil.
Extra virgin olive oil,
that
baby.
Good, good.
So we go grocery shopping for the fundraiser.
Hello? Hello. Hey, go grocery shopping.
Prices.
Huh? Tell them some of the prices.
All right. Now, you guys
okay,
ready?
Hold on. Hold your seats now. She get ready to give it to
ready?
You.
You ready? Buckle okay. up. 10 pounds of frozen smoked garlic chicken breast for only $21. The, the beef burger patties, 15.9 pounds of meat for only $35. You guys, it's a no-brainer. Now, here's the catch. This sale concedes on Tuesday at
noon. So if
you
don't get it.
And Tuesday, we have our distribution on Thursday. And Tuesday is the last day that you can use EBT and SNAP. It is accepted. But you have to go to the office.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hold the presses.
Say that again, please.
Rewind. EBT and SNAP is accepted, you guys.
And even the meat man don't take EBT.
But we do.
You can't use EBT in the trunk of the car, I'm telling you.
This box sends funding back into rocking out education, being able to give out more and more scholarship money. Do you want us to give out this money? If so, go ahead online and purchase.
Awesome.
So onesourcefoods.net.
Say that again.
Onesourcefoods.net. Mm-hmm. And then you look for East Mountain Studios.
So once you get on the website, spell it out for us.
One Source.
Uh-huh.
O-N-E.
Yep.
S-O-U-R-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-O-D-S.net.
Okay.
Now, and for the people
if
who
you go to our
Facebook,
onesourcefoods.net.
Yes, and it might be easier to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/rockingouteducation, and look under the events tab. You are bound to find the information. Just click on the tickets, and it'll take you right to the website.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I know where I'm getting my meat this
week. Hello. I already got mine. Okay.
Don't miss the boat.
Don't miss it.
I'm about to type in something.
Yes.
And please share it with your friends.
She's at home already making her order right now. Or we're on the radio.
Okay, the 4th of July is coming, guys.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because 4th of July is coming
now. Yes, exactly.
Okay, I don't care what nobody say. 4th of July, you know you need that chicken on the grill.
Right. Exactly. And if you need the link, guys, you can email us at rockingouteducation@gmail.com and we'll get that link to you.
Right.
That's awesome.
So don't hesitate on that. Wonderful. And now you said something, you mentioned about distribution points, because once they make the order and make their payment, then what will happen? Tell us.
Once they make their order and make the payment on Thursday between the hours of 6 to 8 p.m., we have two separate distribution sites. Ooh, I can't even say that word correctly. Distribution sites that they'll be able to go to, one in Conyers which is Rockdale County, and one in, I believe that's Clayton County, mm-hmm. off of Jonesboro Road.
Okay, awesome. And now so we can go ahead and do our station break and do a quick commercial. We're going to give you those addresses when we come back.
AEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
Tune your radio.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
Your station a bit fuzzy? Away on vacation and you don't want to miss your morning show? Well, you can bring them with you everywhere you go. iHeartRadio, the best of live radio, plus custom stations you create featuring your favorite artists and music. Go to iHeartRadio.com now or download the free app on your mobile phone or tablet.
I was gonna say that I love how Love 860 is encouraging competition out there. You notice the commercials for iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Just competition, you know. Right. Hey, healthy,
you can find
healthy,
us. Healthy.
We're on both of them.
Station on either one of
you,
those.
Either one
apps.
Of them. You know, I don't. You know,
anywhere
whatever
in the world.
Works for you.
Yeah.
Just as long as you're listening to us, we good.
Awesome. Yeah. So we were going to talk about the distribution points, those addresses, because once you order, make your order, then you can come and meet us at any one of the distribution points that we'll have available.
Right? That's correct.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So make it happen, guys.
Right.
Make it happen.
Yeah, where are those distributions?
Well, we actually have the Steel Center that's going to be located in Conyers, Georgia.
Okay.
And then we have the actual... We have Divine Faith,
Divine
their
Faith.
Community center,
mm-hmm. okay.
that youth community center that is right off of 1941.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Right. Okay. And I'm saying you have the actual address? Do you have the actual address?
Yes. The address in Conyers is 1040 Oakland Avenue, Southeast. That's Conyers, Georgia, 30012. And the Clayton site is 1522 Mundy's Mill Road, that's Mundy's spelled M-U-N-D-Y apostrophe S, in Jonesboro, 30238 is the zip code.
Awesome. And then I know there's a specific time that distribution is, so tell us what time.
6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Awesome. So
that's a good time, too, because it's in the evening, mm-hmm. after rush hour, so they're able
and
to get there.
And that is a Thursday.
Yes.
Right. It's a Thursday. Yeah.
Good, yeah. good.
This yes. coming Thursday.
So going back to our conversation on rocking out education, this great organization and the things that you all are doing, kind of want to just get, just an opinion, not an opinion, but an answer, kind of what made you all, start, and from each of you, from, Ataya, Yakima as well, if you all can just kind of give me personally for mm-hmm. yourself, what made you want to be involved in an organization or a project like this? So we can start with Ataya.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
What made us want to join is basically because it's a great cause. Anything mm-hmm. for children is something that we love and would love to help out. So basically, like I said, definitely the cause was great. We love trying to provide, helping to provide scholarships for children, especially in the arts. So.
Interesting. I find very interesting with the football.
Well, can I say, too, you guys must have all had a love for art mm-hmm. in order to be
yes.
passionate
yes.
about going back in and doing this. Right. Is that not correct?
Yes, right. ma'am.
Right. Right.
Okay, so mm-hmm. each one of you, all four, tell me what it is that you do in music that gave you that passion.
Well, right. not all of us, not all of us does music. Now, I'll say that. I'll speak up and say that is my particular focus. And I'll say I got on board because it did make sense. With my nonprofit, we really do not only try to bring community, family together in an inspirational format, but we specifically use music and entertainment as a form to be able to do that. And so when I table, it was a win-win for me. So it was like,
okay.
No problem. But I can't speak for the other ladies. Yakima?
That choked me up for a second. I personally love the arts. I patronize plays. I love drama. I love
music, on all genres of music. I've always been a lover of the arts. I've never been a part of the arts. I've always promoted sports because my children were heavily involved in sports. So my desire to be a part of this is because outside of athleticism, kids have so many other abilities and talents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have to support the entire child, mm-hmm. not just focus on one aspect that they're actually good at, because there are several things that they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I am like for promoting the entire child. It doesn't matter what it is, but I absolutely love the arts. And from the first time I actually met Roxanne and Kaya, I was just in love with them. They're beautiful, beautiful individuals, and it would have been anything outside of the right thing to do than to partner with them.
Wow. Awesome.
Praise God.
Aww.
Okay, yeah. Next
Thank
person.
You, Kima.
Yo. That was actually all of us.
No, Kaya's going to speak and then
Roxanne. No, real quickly, I can go on forever. My background, I actually started in entertainment accounting. So I have a whole plethora of background of love for the arts. But quickly, what has pulled me into it is that I have one of my children that is very much endowed and deep into the arts.
Uh-huh.
And from that, with her career and with all of my background has place me into the youth category. I'm a youth. Right. I'm an advocate for youth, mm-hmm. in right. several different areas.
Okay.
So I have a little bit background that goes very deep and rooted with individuals in the arts. But what the key is that kids that are in arts need advocacy,
right?
And
right.
they do not get that in education. And this is a platform for us and my thoughts and the things that I can offer to help them to be able to have a path for their dreams and their visions.
Awesome.
Amen. Awesome.
And Miss Rock Fan. Amen.
Well, a lot like Kaya, I have I actually have a daughter that's very heavily involved in the arts as well. She is a rising soca artist, and among some other things. And it kind of started out with me wanting to create a platform for her to exit high school to celebrate, you know, graduation and just celebrate her getting ready to go out into the world.
Right.
She was also hosting a show in Conyers at the Starbucks, and as she was hosting it, I just kept seeing a lot of talent coming in, mm-hmm. that didn't have anywhere to go, anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things about Rocking Out Education is the mentoring program that we have in place. You know, this is not you come in, you do a competition, and you go. Mm-hmm. You know, you come in and you get some guidance, some education, and you get mentors to help you harness wow. that, you know, that,
right.
that career path. But I saw a lot of talent, and I wanted to, you know, make a place for my daughter, but she already has enough of the backing. I just saw a need for other students. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what better way to do it than to, you know, create a platform that will be like this.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That is
that's
so awesome because I wanted to hear you guys' heart. Because that heart.
It's right. very
Yeah, bad. It goes long. Right. I can get to talking for a while.
But that's what you need, though. That's the kind of desire and passion you need to have behind a program mm-hmm. like
exactly.
this. Because, you know,
yes.
if you do it for
Amen.
Any other reason, you know, then hurdles will, you know, they'll push you back. But when you really love something,
right.
you know, you'll just jump over it or go
yeah.
around
you,
it.
You don't
do
see it.
Right.
Yeah. You just walk straight through it.
We've had our share of hurdles, even in this early stage, but we keep jumping over them.
Oh, yeah.
God
oh,
keeps
yeah.
providing us with the strength
or he moves
the power
it away.
Right.
to be able to keep going.
And that's
those
awesome.
Hurdles
that's awesome.
Aren't always hurdles. We think they are, but they mm-hmm. actually help us take us to the next
us.
Point.
Yeah,
that's a sermon in the waiting.
Yes.
I'm not going to preach to y'all.
Okay.
Y'all come see me on
okay.
Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Sunday's message now. But
yes.
But yeah, we got to go to a quick break. Oh.
Somebody talking?
I was saying because the Bible says a three-cord bond is not easily broken.
Right.
Man.
And with that passion that you guys have just shared, this Mama Glow Glow, with
mm-hmm.
your heart, then whatever hurdle comes, you're in it for real for the babies, because the babies,
right.
they just believe in
right.
what
yeah.
is going to happen for
exactly.
them.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
if people faint, quit, and cave in,
yeah.
then it tears up what God is trying to establish. Mm. But when I heard you guys' hearts, you in it to win it.
Amen.
And I was seeing that.
And that's
and
great. I got something
got
to add to that when we get back,
prayer.
Too.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got something to add to that when we get back. But we got to pay some bills, so give us a sec. We'll be right back.
Woo. Okay, now.
Mm. What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenge individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a dress for success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
A few local powerhouse not-for-profits, Every Child Accounted For, Georgia Extreme Youth Football League, have joined forces with East Mountain Studios to support Rocking Out Education.
Rocking Out Education is providing unique educational avenues to musically talented youth in East and South Metro Atlanta.
Rocking Out Education is in need of the community's support with our Help for Hunger fundraising.
Help for Hunger provides high-quality frozen food boxes that feed the whole family at low, low prices. So go online now to onesourcefoods.net. Click the fundraiser tab and look for Rocking Out Education to contribute to this great cause. EBT SNAP accepted. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/rockingouteducation.
All right, we are back to iCulture Radio.
We're back.
Yeah, we are rocking out with Rocking Out Education.
Okay.
And we were just talking about the passion of these ladies as, you know, they're behind this Rocking Out Education. And I wanted to make a point. I thought it was very important to realize something that was said, and that these young people, you know, Jesus tells us to have the faith of children. Mm-hmm. And he says that because the thing about children is that they believe that anything is possible.
That's right.
You know, and they believe anything is possible until otherwise proven. And, you know, and it's so great about this organization is that it's keeping these dreams alive and the things that they believe is possible. Because, you know, we have a lot of things that are kind of trying to go against that. But it's, you know, women like you and, you know, people like you who are helping to keep these dreams alive that is making it so important for these young people and to help them to, you know, accomplish the things that they want to do. So, said I definitely
thank
kudos to all of you.
Oh, thank you so much. God. And your prayers, awesome. Brother.
Oh, absolutely. Behind you all 100%.
Yes. Where my fellas at?
Yes. Oh.
You representing.
I was, you know, we were off air. I was saying, man, I'm trying to get involved. Especially, y'all need some football coaches.
absolutely.
Man, I'm down. I'm down.
Always.
So, but we're gonna talk some more in a minute. But we got to get to our 1 minute of ended segment. This is what we do here at iCulture Radio. You know, we had some votes this week, and unfortunately, one of the songs was ended.
Right.
And was voted out this week, and so, you know, apologies to you, but you know.
Well, hey,
come back,
you know,
man.
That's what this program is about. We only want to premiere the best, and we want you all to be involved in telling us what you think is best.
Right.
We want
and
listener
if it's ended,
support
between the ages of. Rocking out, go over there and get some more education.
Oh, that's
use
great.
Give me your number again, Rocking Out. Y'all go right
come on. Come on. I want to shout out my girl, Anise Green. Is that her name?
Anicia.
Anicia Green for letting us know her opinion on that song, because it was very valued. So thanks. And we got some news about our 1 minute or ended program.
Yeah, man. We want to make sure you all are out there voting. We want to also, reward you for your participation. And right. So we have a new promotion that we'll be doing. And, you put your votes up on the page. We'll collect them for a month and do a random drawing to give out a $100 gift card.
$100.
Just for voting. You don't even have to, it don't matter if you say like or not.
The more entries you get in that drawing. Okay. So
hey,
for the month of July, make sure you are voting 1 minute or end it.
You can
tell us
your
honest opinion. Let us know what you think about the music.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Can they get a $100 gift card and a box of lemon pepper chicken?
You know what? We might could throw that in for you, all right?
We definitely can give them some nuggets.
Sponsored by iCulture Radio, right?
Hello, hello.
All right, well, let's get to it, man. 1 minute to end it. You voted, we listened. Here's your 1 minute to end it segment.
Give it to me. If you choose to take it all away, I'll be standing right here till you point me in another way. If you're giving me the green light, or if it's red, I'll stop right now. I'll be standing right here till you point me in another way.
Obedience is better than sacrifice. Green or red, follow the leader. Lights on in the night.
Okay.
Catch me in the fight. Catch me filled with life.
Yeah.
Look at me, homie. I ain't stopping till I get it right. Keep them feet moving quickly. 1 foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Praying loud above my God. Voice loud like thunder.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm doing right or doing wrong.
Yeah.
My message is to reach the one that walking all along. Gotta let him know that I...
Okay. Yeah.
Man,
yo, I'm feeling this one. Let's go.
They say I'm really back.
Okay.
How many times was that? They calling me running back, cause I kept running back.
Okay.
But call me quarterback. My mistakes make me hold it back. I'm never going back, so call me Mr. Homie. That it's crazy, man. My style switch, cause my levels grew. Cause man, with every stitch, I'm feeling new. He saved my life and cleaned it up. Now I'm walking out. The devil's mad. Oh, he's mad. He's about to pass. Cause I'm crazy. I chose the rebel path. But wait, don't that mean that you're living in your past? Nah, homie, not me. Dude, I'm living for the king.
Okay.
The one I bow down to every time I sing. All right, that is, I'm ready to give it all to him. If you don't know what I mean, I suggest you start to listen. He's more famous than your newest favorite rapper. It's outrageous, courageous, Green Bay Packers.
In the midst of worship, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Jabez, the reason why you're broken is to let my light shine. Feel me?
When I'm broken, I'm gonna let that light shine. Like a glow stick, I'm gonna let that light shine. When the light's out, I'm gonna let that light shine. Let the light shine, and let the light shine. When I'm broken, I'm gonna let that light shine. Like a glow stick, I'm gonna let that light shine. When the light's out, I'm gonna let that light shine. Let the light shine, and let the light shine. High five, nine. That's so divine. I used to live in the dark until the sunrise. Now that's light, but that's light. When the light comes on, you cockroaches just scatter in fright. And when you in the dark, nobody sees you. The enemy won't even tempt you, cause it's too easy. It's like playing the cards, homie, until you fold. Or what you dump against like gambit, explode. It's like dominoes, I'm screaming kapikoo, meaning the game over, no more moves. I'm like a flash that when broken, let the light shine bright. So if I'm broken,
what's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio, radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back, yo! Yeah!
All right,
woo-hoo!
1 minute or
man,
end it.
1 minute yeah. End it. Mama Glow, man, I don't know if you noticed, we had a technical difficulty.
Yeah.
we had said that a song was supposed to be ended. It still got to play. That was to come through, that second song.
Well, we gonna give God the praise.
Amen.
You know, so
amen.
Shout out, you got you still got your stage, TEC, yeah. Man. You still got your stage.
Amen.
But
we give God the praise for them. And I give God the praise.
We just want to make sure nobody knew. Didn't think we was ignoring them or
right.
nothing.
Right.
You know?
We love you back, okay?
Right.
Awesome.
We love you back.
But yeah, that first song was Green Light featuring Benja and Ron Kinoli Jr. Mm-hmm. And I said that second song was Come Through by TEC and the last song was Lights mm-hmm. by Jabez. So, right, you know, congratulations right. to those
just,
for
just
one
let them know,
ending.
Ricky. They ain't going to get the chicken, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. They can't get
yeah.
no chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't get no chicken, but we love them back. Amen. Anyway, let's get back to the rocking out, ladies.
Yeah.
Yes, awesome, awesome. We wanted to give you all an opportunity.
Y'all need to shout out y'all information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're getting into.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Man,
y'all feeling it.
You ain't even in the same room when we right here, Mama Glow.
That synergy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I swear.
Well, God don't know Nan.
You sure have no name left a spear here.
Amen, always. So we'll start with Atia. You want to tell us a little bit how to connect with you on social media, your website, what some events you might have coming up, and then we'll follow with Yakima.
Of course. You can actually contact Georgia Extreme with our website at dxyfl.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, the same name. It's going to be Georgia Extreme Youth Football League, or you can type in GXYFL.
Awesome.
So you'll be able to contact us any of those ways.
Cool, cool. Ms. Yakima?
Awesome. For Every Child Accounted For, we have a few programs that have just launched this summer. We have our great etiquette program, social etiquette program, and leadership skills. We also have our Boys to Men mentoring program, as well as a program for parents. It's a time management challenge. So to get more information about those programs, you can find us at log on www.eca4foundation.org. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ECA4Foundation.
Awesome.
And I will go ahead and just shout out UGAI Kick. We're still doing some partnerships with some other community organizations here locally, but we're trying to really launch our music to ministry mission, where we really try to teach young people how to use their gifts in music or film or whatever it is that they have. But we want to basically expose them to the entertainment industry through mentoring and coaching and instruction, and then have them become peer mentors to local schools. So we're looking
right.
to
Amen.
Launch that in the fall.
Right.
Awesome, mm-hmm. awesome.
And don't forget on the fundraiser, go to 1-O-N-E Source, S-O-U-R-C-E, food, F-O-O-D, .net. And get those packages, support these babies,
yes.
but also
yes.
load your refrigerator up because you know 4th of July coming up.
Right.
That's right.
And we're going to make sure on that One Source Foods, it's foods with an S, onesourcefoods.net.
Okay. Thank you for that correction.
Yes. No problem.
Okay. Make sure that foods is plural.
Yes.
That's
that help for hunger. Hey, we need that help.
And let's sign up and get it, because you said they have to be done
by Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
12 noon. Go ahead.
Yes. And this is Roxanne. We will be actually supporting the Atlanta Caribbean Cultural Festival tomorrow, brought to you by the Caribbean Association of Georgia. We'll be connecting with the youths out there tomorrow between 1 to 8 p.m. Everybody's free at the McDonough Square.
Awesome,
so there'll
awesome.
Be live music, lots of food, some kids zones, prizes, all, and definitely talent showcase. And come on out and support my daughter, Imani Rachel.
Imani. Hey.
And support the famous boys and all the other performers.
So you saying it's totally free, the food, too?
No, but actually there's going to be some wonderful Caribbean vendors out there. It's a treat, so come on.
You should have heard y'all say nah all at the same time.
Right. I didn't say all that.
Right.
Don't put no words in my mouth.
Girl, people was getting on bicycles heading out there right now.
Right.
All right. Well, we got a few more messages for y'all, so we're going to go to commercial and we'll be right back.
All right.
All ministers of the tribe of Judah, have you
ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music minister to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today. Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Sea Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
All right.
Woo, what a show. What a show.
Oh, great show.
That
great
ain't nobody but God.
Praise God. Well, we just want to recap. Thank you all again for joining us. iCulture Nation, we just appreciate your support and your continued listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us next week. But in the meantime, be sure to go to iCultureRadio.com and click on our rebroadcast. This show will be up either tonight or tomorrow, so you can re-listen to it or send a link to your friends. Go to the iCulture Radio Facebook page, Twitter page, vote for 1 minute or end it, and show support.
Especially if you want $100. Especially if you want
$100. $100. Free. If all you gotta do is vote.
Eligible for the $100.
Yeah.
Am I eligible?
No,
like,
sir.
If I vote, can
all
I?
All employees, staff, and supporters are not eligible. No.
So I just gotta find somebody
and
else.
Remember Proverbs 22:6. Mm-hmm. Rocking out is training up children.
Right.
In the way they should go.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And when they get old, they won't depart.
Amen.
Proverbs 18:16. There, those gifts are going to make room for them.
Absolutely.
Bring them before great men. It's a worthy cause. Make sure you be supportive in that fundraiser.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Hey. Thank you to all our guests tonight. Ataya.
Thank
Ataya.
You.
I'm sorry, I'm butchering your name. Atiyah Wilson, Yakima Douglas, Kaya Dean, Roxanne James, and in her absence, Latifah Mosley.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a great, great love you.
Thank right. you.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call The Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.